Next month marks a full decade since King County launched its 10-year plan to end homelessness. Over that time, the number of homeless kids has been on the rise statewide. According to a recent report, nearly 32,000 homeless children attend public school in the state. That number's jumped 56% just since 2008.
We have never seen this many families coming through our doors in our 15-year history.
That's Marty Hartman. She's executive director of Mary's Place in Seattle. It's a nonprofit that provides overnight shelter and resources for homeless women and children. Hartman told Jeannie Yandel about who she sees coming through her doors.
The leading cause of homelessness with the families that we serve are, one, unemployment leading to eviction, two, domestic violence issues resulting in the mom generally leaving with her children. And the third one is an inadequate refugee and immigrant support system.
Well, one of the increases that we've seen is an increase in the number of homeless students. What sorts of specific challenges do homeless students face?
Homeless students have a large burden to carry, not just their home on their back, but they are scared, they're fearful, they're worried about where they're going to sleep tonight. They're fearful that their mom is sad and not able to find work or employment. They're fearful that they're going to be bullied or traumatized at school because of their homelessness status if it's found out. They're afraid to talk and share about the pain and the struggle that they're going through for fear that people will pick on them. It's a big, heavy burden.
In addition to the challenges that any homeless student would face, worrying about their mother, being scared about whether they're sleeping on the streets or not, what kinds of practical challenges are they facing? What kind of practical challenge does a homeless student face that a student who has a home just doesn't have to worry about?
There are a lot of practical challenges, one being transportation. How will this child get back and forth to school? I mean, simple things like school supplies and backpacks will make sure that you have good shoes on your feet to make sure that you can go to school with clean clothes. Don't have to wear the same clothes day after day, that you'll have a coat to wear in the rain.
So then what kind of support do homeless students need in order to be able to succeed at school?
Well, we believe it starts with a safe place and a safe place tonight. And that means that no child should have to sleep outside. From the five-year-old that we're putting in a taxi cab and sending to their home school so they still have that same structure and familiarity with their teacher, to the 16-year-old that's looking at applying for colleges, keeping them encouraged and inspired and keeping them connected to internship experiences to build college applications. Or, you know, the fourth grader that wants to do basketball after school. We can make that happen. Even though you may not have an address right now, we can still make sure that your child has those opportunities. For most families, they're only homeless one time in their whole life. And this is it. This is the season of their homelessness. So let's help them now and help them get through it with the least amount of trauma, the least amount of pain, and help them to remember that they had friends. They had support, they had an education, they had all the food and love they needed to make it through today.
I'm talking with Marty Hartman. She runs Mary's Place in Seattle. Mary's Place runs a day center and four overnight centers for homeless families. We're talking specifically about homeless students. Within Seattle and across Washington State, the number of homeless students has risen in the last year. We're talking about the specific challenges they face. What do you think our listeners might be surprised by in thinking about homeless students, what they need, who they are?
They're incredibly resilient. They are encouraged. They're hardworking. They want to do their homework. They want to help out in the shelter and do chores and become part of the community. They are incredibly well-behaved. They know that they're going through hard times and they just want to make it through. And they're hopeful. And they're incredibly positive. They, too, dream about what their forever home will look like and what when they get their dog back and all of the things that we all have in our homes. They still talk about them and think about them, and they're positive because they know that their home's coming.
Marty Hartman's executive director of Mary's Place in Seattle. It's a nonprofit that provides overnight shelter and resources for homeless women and children. She spoke with Jeannie Yandel. A recent report from Washington State finds 32,000 homeless students in our state schools. All next week, KUOW will take a look at the Seattle area's rising tide of homelessness and why the 10-year plan to end it hasn't worked.